Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment mechanic freelancers. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. And this show is helped paid by the affiliate link. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel like shirts, hats, boots, jackets, you name it, anything with the cat logo, go to this affiliate link at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on the podcast. Works that are not many can do are paid more than the work that's simple and does not require a much know-how. The work of heavy equipment mechanic is quite complex in many ways. It requires many years of experience for a mechanic to become an expert in his or her field. This is probably the reason why he or she learns a lot, respective of him being associated to any company or not. An established mechanic has the option to work as a freelancer for companies that he has previously working with. He does not need to work hard on marketing his work in order to obtain clients, you know, because a lot of times mechanics are in high demand when it comes to heavy equipment. He already makes enough of them while he begins his career as a heavy equipment mechanic. This is one of the many positives of becoming a heavy construction equipment mechanic. In order to become a mechanic, one needs to have a flair towards the construction machines. If only you want to know how it works, will you be able to understand the various issues that are possibly happen in the machine and also the way out for each of these issues. Number one, get into a famous heavy equipment institution. This is the first and the most important thing that you should do in order to become a competent mechanic. Try to find the information on various institutions that imparts knowledge and training to your young minds on heavy equipment. There you will come across various segments related to all heavy equipment. You can further decide if you want to change your course in something else and if you want to do so that you do not do it. Then, for the first year, you'll be given basic training on heavy equipment where you can strengthen your understanding for all the equipment. Second year is crucial because that is the year when you have to pick a stream. If you feel that you will become a good mechanic, then you should go for it. Next, practical lessons are quite important. It is important to have the bookish knowledge, but the real fun is when you take things into your own hands. Getting practical lessons will hone your skills further and you will develop into a better professional. Do not miss sessions where you will be given a practical lesson. Dealing with the machines on your own is a separate feeling altogether, and especially when you are taking different heavy equipment companies for the site visit that you get to see the real professionals working on the machines. This is when you get to learn the most. Ask questions to them on the things that you do not understand, but do not irritate them by asking too many questions. After all, they are working and they can't afford to commit a mistake. And finally, years of consistency can lead you to become a freelancer. We want people to work for us who have constantly done well throughout their career. Therefore, you got to be constant with your work and people should know you for the good work. After spending a quiet time working as a mechanic in the heavy equipment company, you can set up a workshop and work as a freelancer, an outside mechanic for yourself. Again, if you got any questions, give me a ring, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.